You're listening to Health Radio FM. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. We're doing our celebrity series, and today we're talking with Sean Millington. Sean is a former Canadian Football League fullback, and he currently does some commentary for the CFL and the CBC. He's also an actor. He's done several movies and TV shows. Sean, I know that's your birthday tomorrow, so happy birthday to you on that level.
Bye, thank you.
Now, Sean, you and I have known each other for a number of years. We're in our 40s. I won't say exactly how far in our 40s we are, but we're in our 40s. You've done so many amazing things when it's come to your professional sports career. You have, two Grey Cup championship rings.
Indeed, yep.
You were named the Grey Cup MVP in 2000. I know that your career ended with a serious injury to your Achilles heel. I've seen you recently on TV, and I see that you're still in tremendous shape in your 40s as you were in your 20s. What are you doing to look so amazing these days, Sean?
Well, I guess it's primarily just about trying to make sure I get to the gym every day. I normally would try to get, my goal every week is to hit 5 days. If I can get 5 days in, then it's a success. Four probably happens more often than it should, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And if I only get three, well, then that's a failure. So I definitely, I don't like three showing up on the month schedule. So I try not to have that happen. And, just being mindful of what I eat. In my opinion, that 90% of health is really all about your diet. And for me, that's an important factor in just trying to stay healthy.
So, but what is your motivation? I mean, I've seen so many athletes who, after their careers ended, get soft and aren't going to the gym. Clearly, it's part of your lifestyle. Do you have a motivation? I mean, I know recently you did some boxing, and so you prepped it. Let's talk about the boxing. What were you doing? You've got a beautiful face, you've got a great body, but here you are boxing in your 40s. Tell us about that and what was the motivation to box.
Well, I've always believed that you never stop living life, and there's always the next mountain to climb. You got to the peak of one, well, down into the valley to go and start hiking up into the next deal. And, boxing was that. It was just one of those things where I got some exposure to it. It looked like fun. I thought it was something that I could challenge myself to do that people wouldn't expect. Most people would look at somebody at my stage of life and say, no, that can't be done. And I say, actually it can be done. So, I like to push boundaries and do things that are atypical, and that certainly fit the bill.
Well, that is definitely atypical. Now, unfortunately, I know that you lost that bout. Was that, in my opinion, that's good, because if you won, you'd still be boxing right now, but I'm glad that you lost, because is that it now for boxing, or are you still going to keep doing something like that?
Well, I'd always only planned to do one or two fights. Win, lose, or draw, that was my plan. And, it's a possibility that I might do one more. I have a little bit of sort of tendonitis in my right elbow, and I'm not continuing on until that settles down and gets back to normal. I was contemplating life the other day and thought, why am I pushing myself working through injuries and stuff? Like, there's no point. So
yeah.
Just let it settle down, and then when it settles down, you can pick it up again. So at this point, I'm just kind of taking it easy. I went to actually a women's boxing event yesterday, which was pretty neat in support of, women against violence, and seeing them kind of inspired me. Okay, I got to get this thing rolling again. So it's just, just settling down. I'm not sure, when and if I'm going to get back in, but I still think it's a good challenge.
Well, good for you. I mean, certainly it's a reason to get to the gym every day. Absolutely. What does your diet look like, Sean? I mean, do you always eat healthy? Are you into supplements, into shakes? What do you do to maintain your health in your 40s?
Well, probably nobody wants to hear this, but I had a bacon cheeseburger yesterday with fries.
Nice.
And red hot wings as our appetizer.
Perfect.
But in all fairness, that's more the aberration than it is the regular dietary choice. I think all things in moderation is the approach I try to take. And normally, I have some sort of protein, normally chicken or fish of some sort. And
take us through yesterday's meal. What did you have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner yesterday?
I almost always have a bowl of granola for breakfast. I'm very boring that way.
I love granola.
360 days out of the year, I might eat granola
Nice.
unless there's something specific happening at breakfast time. If I'm in charge, it's probably granola.
Perfect.
And then for lunch, probably 75% of the time, I'm having some sort of peanut butter and jam sandwich and a couple cookies and maybe a granola bar and a piece of fruit. And then dinner is usually some sort of protein, fish or chicken, like I said, some sort of starch, usually rice, and some sort of vegetables, broccoli or carrots is usually what I tend to make. And that's it,
Any
the bad thing.
supplements at all, Sean, that you take?
Nope. No, I've
Vitamins,
never
nothing?
really believed in that. And my mom's a doctor, and her philosophy is that pretty well you take anything in excess of what your body actually needs and you excrete it all anyway, so you're wasting your money, and you can get most of what you need, if not all of what you need, if you have a proper diet. So you just get it from your food.
Do you get involved in organics, or are you an organic type of a person?
Again, I can't say that I buy into the philosophy behind all of that. In my opinion, the food that we have in our grocery stores is actually better than it has ever been in all of history. So we're, this whole thing about organics is much to do about nothing, in my humble opinion.
And you're a smart, educated guy, so I respect that for sure. Sean, are you still a personal trainer? What was that stint about? Are you still doing that?
I haven't done that for years. I had a brief period when I was just coming out of professional sports when I looked at getting into that, and I got my certification and started to do it. A friend of mine runs a company, and he got me a job. But I found that it wasn't really my thing. I find it very draining.
Sure.
So it's sitting there, being pumped up for, eight clients in a day, all in a row. It's like, oh, took it out of me. So no,
Sure.
I don't really do that anymore.
Personal training is training, but you're right. It's also a huge amount of being a psychologist and motivating that person. I can see how that could be daunting for sure. Sean, in 2010, you were inducted into the BC Sports Hall of Fame for your career in football. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Do you still do work when it comes to football? What are you doing on that level?
I don't do anything directly with pro sports football, but I do help out with the Sports Hall of Fame. They've got a program called A Hero in You, where we go around to different schools and talk to youth about what it means to be a champion and, the skills that are necessary to be successful in life and sport in the overlap, and try and illustrate that the professionals that you see on TV and admire are no different than you, and you have those same skills and capabilities within you to be successful in whatever it is that you want to do. So
That's
I'm
fantastic.
try to be pretty active there and giving back a little bit to the community and the people who, allowed me to have the career that I did.
Sure, and you had a fantastic career for sure. Sean, thank you so much for talking to us today. Will you talk to us again in the future?
Of course, be my pleasure.
I really appreciate your time. Again, we have Sean Millington, one of the heroes of the CFL. We really appreciate your time, and have a good birthday tomorrow, Sean.
I will. Thanks, Tammy. Appreciate you
Take
having me
care.
on.
You bet. Take care.